What up, fam? On this episode of the Snapback Sports Pod, what a week in the NFL. The Eagles go down. I'm actually recording this before Ravens-Browns, so I don't know what happened. Prediction, Ravens win. Maybe. I don't know. We do some good stock up, stock downs, including a hilarious conversation with Eagleson way at the end of the podcast. We talk about who's getting into the college football playoff. You're definitely going to want to hear that. And we break down, is Steph Curry the best player in the world? What do we think about Enes Kanter's name change? And are the Lakers in serious trouble?
Snapback fam, new app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles. A blast. Oh, blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant took the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settlement. Joining me today, and as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Boston Scott. Boston, what is on your mind today?
Are you blaming the game on Boston? Like, is that what you're trying to do here?
No, I just, you're the star of this team, and Boston Scott's the star of another team, so I was just saying, what up?
He is the star of the Giants, other than coughing up a fumble at the end of the game, but... Like, why'd you have to say that? Just, like, threw me off my game. What I was going to say was the last time everyone heard from us, it was Wednesday, the day before it was Thanksgiving Day. We recorded on Wednesday. And I think this is the time of year that we're officially in now. From Thanksgiving until today, the only thing that reminded me today it was Sunday was NFL. I, like, didn't have any idea what day of the week it was.
Yeah, we're like, in a mind-bending
we're
time.
In the holiday. I feel like for the next month, it's like that. And then Christmas comes in between New Year's. People are off for work, stuff like that. So I've just been very confused for the last 4 days, which isn't anything out of the ordinary. I just, at this point, I have something to point the finger at to why I'm confused.
I got a text from my girlfriend that said, are you working tomorrow? I said, yes, it's Monday. Like,
Is that a thing?
It's the same point that you're making, which is like, we're in
you have
just
a job?
This, yeah, I don't really have a job, but if I did, I would be working. So when do you have a job again?
I am back out of retirement. This is my last week of retirement.
Wow.
So I will send out a press release at the end of this week saying I am back.
How was it?
I might just retire right back again because it's just way better. Collect unemployment.
Yeah. Was it good?
So if you're new to this podcast, figure it out. One. Two, I have been employed / unemployed. I won't go into the details since the beginning of October.
All right. I just want to clarify because I'm Team Abe, Team Boston Scott here. The way you phrased it made it seem like some crazy shit went down. All good things. Starting a great new job.
Yeah, starting a new job. I was getting paid. I just wasn't working for the last 2 months for some reasons I cannot disclose over the air. But I haven't worked. Every day has been Saturday for Abe Granoff since October something. Now, unfortunately, every day isn't Saturday because on Sundays the Eagles play and you know what day of the week it is. But Monday through Friday has just been every day is a Saturday. I didn't learn a new language. I didn't learn an instrument. I think I gained weight just eating and drinking a lot. The Eagles are in the hunt, so we hung in there during these last 2 months. And I took a few trips here and there. I had fun within my financial capabilities. But the lock of the century is in 20 years from now, when I am 45 years old, I'm going to look back at this 2 months of my life and say, you fucking idiot. Why did you waste these 2 months just talking into a microphone to your dumbass friend and not like going to Thailand, to Cambodia, to Australia? Like, I'm going to look back. The biggest lock is I'm going to regret because I'll probably hate my life. I won't have seen a championship from either of my team in the next 20 years. So I'll just look back and say, why didn't I take advantage of this time? Especially when all my sports teams were going to shit simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, in the moment, I've thoroughly enjoyed these last 2 months, and other than the weather.
So retirement's for you. Maybe in a warm weather spot when you're fine.
Yeah. Retirement's chill.
Because only 2 months.
I would get bored doing nothing crew. hardos.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at. I don't really
grab your notebook. Let me teach you a thing or two.
So we're recording this on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, November 28th, before Ravens Browns. I know we normally stay up late for you guys in the rare occurrence of a Sunday night football game, but we decided tonight, like we said, I didn't realize you didn't have work. We probably could have done it, but I have work, as we discussed. Let's just give our let's do our little crystal balls, Abe. Browns Ravens prediction, and like one, not a hot take, but a bold prediction that like we can pull this clip in the morning and be like, holy shit, he was right.
Yeah, the Ravens lost the game.
No, so that okay. That. And now the bold take.
Baker won the Browns the game.
Ooh. Okay.
Think about this. Jim Harbaugh finally does it. Goes to Ohio State. Wins the, or goes to the big house, beats Ohio State for the first time. If it was up to me, if the Harbaugh and Michigan had any set of nuts, they would set up an exhibition with the Jaguars and beat Urban once for all. But that's it. So are the Harbaugh families really going to go 2-0 in big games this weekend? Against Ohio. Oh, yeah. Come on. A Harbaugh only beats Ohio once in a blue moon. We know that. But I'm not saying that's the reason the Ravens are going to lose. The reason the Ravens are going to lose is because the Ravens are smart. And I said this on last week's episode. You guys are going to get Baker his paycheck tonight. And that's what you guys want as Ravens fans. You want Baker to be the franchise guy in Cleveland. This is a signature win on his resume. They've been circling these set of back-to-back games against the Ravens all year. This is a huge momentum builder. They're getting Kareem Hunt back. They finally have the backfield back. This game means a lot more to the Browns than it does to the Baltimore Ravens. And I think that is going to play to the Ravens' advantage. They're going to lose. It'll stink in the short term for you. It'll be great for me. But your Baker's going to get his paycheck. I promise you.
I pray to Jesus Christ himself every day. And I say that on the day of Hanukkah. So my prediction for the game, I've gone back and forth. I see a Browns blowout. I see a Ravens blowout. I see a classic Ravens-Browns just fucking back and forth. Nightmare. My heart's racing at 12 in the morning. It's just unnecessary.
Entertaining for everyone else, but not people that care about the game.
The last time we played the Browns was the game where Lamar went poopy. I was actually here in Florida. It was a night game. Same family was here. So for all that vibes to continue, I guess that's
and he's been kind of poopy lately. He hasn't been feeling well.
Yeah, his immune system is second to none.
Unvaxxed Jackson.
Yeah. So my prediction, it's really tough. Like, you have zero clue what you're going to get out of, honestly, both of these teams. I'm hearing
they both suck.
I'm hearing the whole NFL sucks. I'm hearing sources say Ravens are going with a heavy pass game script. They are kind of getting a little healthier. Well, your quarterback almost threw for 100 yards today, right? Sorry. That's on me. That's on me. I didn't need to go there. We'll get there in a second. I'll go with Ravens 30-28. Another thriller. Tucker saves the day.
I'm going to go Browns 30-28.
And my bold prediction is that
the Ravens win.
Is that Baker Mayfield throws a pick six. And that's only bold because the Ravens are forcing no turnovers. I took other field for first touchdown tonight because my other sources are telling me Patrick Ricard has some plays dialed up for him tonight. He's 23-1 to score at any point. He's 100-1 to score the first touchdown. He's in the field on my little situation. So we can discuss that later. Now to stock up, stock down. I will continue stock up Lamar Jackson. Like I said, we're recording before the game, but the stock up for the baby goat, because did you see the Instagram DM he exchanged with a fan over the week?
Yes.
Yes. So the DM, good guy. Yeah, the DM comes from a member.
I can read it. I have it.
Yeah, go ahead. You have it pulled up. I'm sure
I have it. It looks kind of fake.
It's so fake, but it went viral. But
somebody DM Lamar Jackson saying, "Can I tell this girl you're my cousin so she let me hit?" Just a guy shooting his shot. Simple as that.
I need to hear.
And Lamar said,
yeah,
the show, look, huh? Strap it up.
That's why it was a little too much with the, I don't know, like, I know Lamar has like his
have
own slang with truzz. Yeah, no, I know. But that was
Heisman speech.
I feel like they took it a little far. That's why I feel like it's fake. But who knows?
If you haven't, if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to Lamar Jackson's Heisman speech, it's truly one of the greatest.
Him or Jameis, who's better?
It's Lamar's tough. Heisman speech.
Okay.
Jameis has the ever so famous. I looked at them and I said, "Is we strong?" They said, "We strong if you strong." And I said, "We strong then." And Lamar gave a 10-minute speech after he won the Heisman, speaking.
He didn't say anything.
0.75 licks of English.
Yeah, it was.
It. But yeah, way to shoot your shot. You know what? I think a lot of people should follow in that kid's footsteps who are DMing Lamar. I don't know. My first stock up is lying. Lying is back in a big way. We're going to start in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers absolutely balling in the first half, right? He's 72-1-1 when leading at halftime, held a 7-point lead at halftime. Not sure what's going on right now.
They're up 10.
The toe injury was that much worse than a turf toe?
Yeah,
you
so
could
bad.
Barely walk.
So bad that he juked out Jalen Ramsey. He scrambled multiple times in the first half. I think he's falling into like our all first team hate list.
When I say I hate people in sports, for instance, Draymond Green, I can't stand to watch them play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, looking at them angers me, whereas watching Aaron Rodgers play is, like, pretty fun.
Yeah, he's really good.
Just because he's nasty. But he was the first liar of the week. The second liar came a few hours ago. Let me look at your stock up, stock down, see if we're going to talk about it. Okay. The Eagles played today. Did you know?
Wait, I have that on here.
I'm sure you do. The Eagles played today, and whatever, they lost to the Giants. Point is, Jalen Reagor, you know when it's bad? When the city of Philadelphia is like yelling to the heavens above that Nelson Aguilar would be a better replacement than Jalen Reagor. Jalen Reagor had two very, 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 very criminal drops, both of which were touchdowns, on the last drive of the game when our defense got the ball back. Would have won the game. And you know what he said when he sat down to the podium, Jack? This is Jalen Reagor, the guy who has the same amount of touchdowns in his career as Darius Slay, a cornerback, does in the last month.
During your retirement.
Right. No, half of my retirement. Jalen Reagor said, just two very, very uncharacteristic drops. Uncharacteristic is the word. Dog, he's averaged about, I actually think it's negative 0.75 yards a game in the last four games. People talk about.
He had a great catch today in the first half. True or false? He did, down by the goal line. Maybe it wasn't the first half. Maybe. He had a great catch at some point in the game.
Every blind squirrel finds a nut. Uncharacteristic drops, he is the worst receiver in the NFL. There's no doubt in my mind. The Reagor over Justin Jefferson botch is way, way worse than people giving us shit for the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, this 1B worst player in football, taking him over DK Metcalf. And Jalen Rager's posting on his story this whole thing 3 days ago how, like, don't count him out. He has God on his side.
Yeah, oh, love injury, God on your side.
Foot injury, and then he didn't get off to the start this year, but put some Bible verse at the bottom and said he's going to be back with a very tough photo. And then he has the fucking nuts to sit on the podium after he just lost us the game and say those were uncharacteristic drops.
See,
no,
I get to defend Jalen Reagor for two points.
Why? Because you watch him absolutely destroy Texas twice or four times?
No. You, I'm talking to you, who when you drafted Jalen Reagor, I remember the message so clearly. Dude, there's no difference. They're both just two first-round wideouts. Like, Rager's got unbelievable speed. So that's one. So I just want to clarify that you were in on the pick.
He is fast.
You were in on the pick. And two, to say
Jalen... Well, yeah, you're in on it until proven bust.
Sure. But two, claiming that Jalen Reagor is the one who lost you the game? Sure. In a microcosm, he drops two passes in the last minute.
But there is
a quarterback who almost
there were two touchdowns called back. Nate Herbig, backup center, at a holding that cost us 7 points. Greg Ward dropped a touchdown.
But
Jalen Reagor is a piece of shit, and I hope he never sees a football field ever again.
Okay. All right. Who would be the replacement? Because you just said Greg Ward dropped a touchdown. Are you bringing
Quez Watkins?
Calvin Johnson back?
Quez Watkins.
A little Fulgham? T. Fulgham?
We'll probably sign Jordan Matthews at some point at the end of the year.
Stock up.
It's that time of the year for Jordan Matthews.
Stock up number two is the beaches of Los Angeles. Ah, Norman, Oklahoma just wasn't doing it for Cliff Kingsbury as he flocked to his 400 million square foot.
Oh, you're talking about
Please hold. 400 square million foot mansion in Arizona. Now Lincoln Riley does the same. He's headed to Los Angeles. And I'm happy because Lincoln Riley, truthfully, just slaughtered Texas. And I don't blame him. I mean, this guy is going to get paid $12 million a year to coach in LA. There's no competition out there. The Pac-12 is terrible. The recruiting is as easy as you. I think you probably show him like Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, and a girl in a bikini, and you're probably good to go. I think you get all the 5 stars in California. And stock up to lying, because he got on the podium last night as well and pretty much said, I'm not going to LSU.
My second stock up was telling the truth. Lincoln Riley got to that podium after losing to Oklahoma State last night and said, I am not taking the LSU job. Stop asking.
Sure.
Spot the lie.
No.
Spot
no
the lie.
There. No lie.
So my
there.
second stock up is telling the truth, and I'm going to give Lincoln Riley credit for doing what any Nimrod on planet Earth would do and go from living in a shitty place, a la Norman, Oklahoma, a la State College, Pennsylvania, to a really fucking cool place and making a lot of money in Los Angeles, California. James Franklin, take a note. The UF job is open. The Oklahoma job is open.
He just signed for 10 years, bro. A decade.
Someone tweeted at me, my friend actually said, don't worry, think about it this way. When you're 35, you'll have a new coach. When I'm 35, that makes me want to throw up.
But think about that's not too far away. No, but think about it. You said a decade is so long.
I'll bet any amount of money doesn't make it through the contract.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And if he does.
No, he won't make it through. They'll extend him after a few years. There's New Year's Six Bowls versus Kentucky in your guys' futures.
That is facts.
Stock down number one.
Yeah, its finest.
Scam Newton. I have been telling you how awful this guy is. He's terrible, man. It's time to hang it up for Cam.
Saturday night in Miami and then had to play a 1 o'clock football game. Could you have done that, Jack?
He can't throw. Like, him trying to throw past the sticks actually is the same struggle that I would. Like, it's just, like, my grandmother would struggle the same to throw up past the sticks like him. But
easy on our boy Cam.
But I'll give you like a bonus stock up. Cam Newton got you to bet on the Patriots to win the division, and they are leading the AFC East somehow.
It wasn't Cam's fault. I bet on the Patriots to win the division the second Cam, literally the second I got a notification. But I liked what I saw in that organization.
But you also picked the Bills to go 15-2. It's really, you know, you just got to pull different strings and
can't lose. My first stock down is NFC contenders. We're talking the Packers. We're talking the Rams. We're talking the Bucks. We're definitely not talking the Cowboys. We're talking the Cardinals. Jack, you said this a while ago. What do all the contenders across the league this year have on their resume?
They've beaten worse teams?
No.
They have Hall of Fame quarterbacks?
No. They all have a very, very bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles got their bad loss today, baby. We're joining the party. NFC contenders, we're still in the graphic. We have our bad loss on the schedule. Put up 7 points on the road after your offense is gelling. there's a new contender to be had in the NFC, and it's the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll see you wild card weekend.
It's a perfect segue into stock down number two, which is the theme of being 5-7, but so loud and so annoying. And we'll speak with Eagleson later. I have him in the notes here as Eagleson STFU, because that's what I'll be telling him later. You guys stink. I've told you that. But you are going to the playoffs. But I'm going to continue to tell you you're going to the playoffs so that every week you can buy back in to this absolute shell of an abysmal, gross, terrible football team. On the flip side, someone is sitting here 7-3.
You lost to the Dolphins.
Someone is sitting here 7-3.
The Ravens lost to the Dolphins.
Someone is sitting here 7-3. And with a win tonight.
Lost to the Dolphins.
With a win tonight, we'll be first in the AFC. And I haven't even said a word about the Ravens all season long.
Because you know you suck.
Because we are so bad. That's not the point. The point is you're 5-7, meaning you've played in 12 games. You lost 7 of them. 7 of the 12 games, you have not been victorious. And you won't shut up. Reservations at Nobu in LA. You got wild card weekend. Don't let us in. To what? There's going to be tee times available. You will be allowed in. Like, you guys are so bad. And the true gist of the whole concept is there's a post on Bleacher Report today. The Eagles going with Jalen Hurts as QB1 for their future. And then he puts up the biggest stinker of his career. Because
he put
his
team in a position to win the game.
Because he's just not a... He actually... He also put them in the position that lost them the game.
Yeah, but who cares what happens in the second quarter as long as you're in it in the fourth quarter.
But in
the
fourth
quarter,
win
or lose a game in the second quarter, Jack.
Well, you can. You can by throwing the other. You can by throwing the other team the ball.
Unless the
that's
the
what
clock goes to zero
three
and
times.
It switches the.
Three times you threw the other team the ball.
Yeah, it wasn't a good game. Almost won.
You guys,
when your quarterback can play that bad of a game and you can almost win, it tells me a lot about your work.
No, you lost to the Giants.
Yeah, like I said, bad loss. For a
good
contender.
Football team. They are a good football team. You're not a contender.
My second stock down. Let's talk about him again. Ben Simmons, you broke bitch. You hear about this? Everyone's saying Ben Simmons is broke. No cash flow. He spotted shooting the ball before the Timberwolves game last night at home. I saw a caption. It was like, when you realize you have to pay property tax in L.A., Philly, and New Jersey. So a Philly reporter, albeit his name's Howard Eskin, he's probably the biggest troll. Like, he's kind of the Skip Bayless.
Oh, straight up he's trolling?
He's not trolling because he did say, like, a reliable source tells me, but he is that type of guy. Like, when Ben Simmons finally talks to the media again, Howard Eskin and him should be put on pay-per-view. He's the same way with Carson Wentz. This guy is nuts.
So like, Ben knows who this guy is.
Everyone knows who Howard Eskin is. So he reported that Ben Simmons might be having some trouble with cash flow as he continues to get fined. I won't say he's broke. He's just not liquid. You know, he bought a Bored Ape. He bought a pump.
Gutter dog. I mean, look, we did discuss this a few months ago when Ben got into the NFT game and you're like, stock up. And I'm like, no. He actually bought one of the poorest NFTs, like, in the grand scheme of, like, you know, Future bought a Bored Ape today, Jay-Z and OBJ.
He bought a CP Top Shot.
He bought, like, a gutter cat dog or something. Gutter cat.
Yeah, because he came from the gutter.
It's $5,000 for Ben Simmons.
Simmons the Savage.
I think it is funny that that is a rumor. If Ben Simmons is broke, I guess in theory he could be, given that.
That makes, and I'm not saying none of it is true, but there would be a lot more validity to the mental health issues if Ben Simmons had a cash flow problem.
Interesting.
Like, how did I manage to blow, how fat's his contract? All of that money, which I just think he's not liquid. He's not broke.
Well, he hasn't been paid at all. That's part of it. That's why. So
no
he was
cash
seen-
flow and the bills are going up.
He was seen shooting at Wells Fargo.
Looked kind of wet.
Looked so wet. He's nasty. All right, before the break, Monday Night Football, How long do you want to talk about Seahawks Washington football for?
For the same amount of time I'm going to watch it, so let's just move on.
Okay. All right. I'm going with the Seahawks. You're going with?
I hope the Manning cast has good guess.
True.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks because you know what they say. There's three words that a lot of people in Seattle say. Let Russ cook.
Let Russ cook. Russ is good. Russ is good. He would be a good quarterback in Philly. He would be a good quarterback in Philly.
Yeah, I mean, we need some MVPs 6 weeks into the season.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. After the break, college football playoff is creeping up, and Abe needs to talk about Michigan. We're going to talk some NBA as well and hear from Eagleson, whose Dolphins are indeed streaking. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, fam, we are back. College football playoff will be set after this weekend, this upcoming weekend. Right now, as it stands, the top four will come out Tuesday. My best guess, Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Cincy 3?
Nope. Yeah.
I think so.
That's what it will be.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Bama 4, Oklahoma State 5. Oklahoma State obviously is the best chance of jumping in, given that they will be favorites against Baylor in the Big 12 championship. Michigan will be favorites against Iowa in the Big 10 championship. Georgia will be favorites against Alabama, and Cincinnati will be favorites against Houston. But I think Bama might win the game.
I mean, yeah, it's Alabama.
Right. That's what everyone's like, dude, they barely scored on Auburn, and like Georgia's killing
still
everyone.
They're still playing with a Heisman Walmart NFL team.
Yeah, it's
a Heisman quarterback with way more to play for than Georgia does. This is a playoff game for Alabama.
Yeah.
But my cynical ass would want nothing more than for Michigan to lose, than for Bama to lose, and for us to get a Georgia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame playoff.
Why not Baylor wins? Who's in if Baylor wins? They have two losses. This two-loss Big 12 chance. You're in, right?
The more chaos, the more chaos, the better. I hope Michigan loses.
Cincy? Do you want Cincy to lose? Because I want Cincy in.
I'm kind of stuck. I think it would be funny because there would just be so much chaos and so much arguing who gets in, and there would never be like a set in stone answer, and we'd be talking about this decision for a few years, and I love
and,
that type
and
of
we would for the first time ever have a two-loss team in the playoff that we've never had, and that would be guaranteed.
Which would make me kind of bitter because when Penn State won the
playoff, yeah, but this is different.
But on the other hand, I would love to watch Georgia hang 70 on Cincinnati just so that all the smaller guys in the future just shut their mouth.
All right. I'm glad you brought that up. I have a take on this. I do think Georgia's defense is as legit as it comes. I don't think Cincy would necessarily be faced off with them. Now, do I think a team like Cincinnati,
if Bama wins, Cincinnati all win, Cincy's going to play Georgia, and it'll be
if
Michigan
Bama wins. But let's say Georgia wins the game, maybe undefeated Cincy is 3 against Michigan. And they put Oklahoma State 4. Maybe. I doubt it, but maybe. All I want to say is this. Everyone assumes Cincy's just going to get throttled. We've seen the smaller schools be competitive in bowl games. And if you want to look over the past few years, sure, you can
Georgia's minus 220 to win the national championship.
Yeah, they've been killing everyone. I'll get to Georgia in a second. But like, and you can say, well, over the past few years, the SEC schools, all the guys sit out, and that's why. But, like, Boise State beat Oklahoma. Like, we've seen the miracles and the upsets happen. And especially for teams like Michigan and Oklahoma State, like, those are beatable teams. I do agree. If they got matched up against Georgia, they just wouldn't have the firepower. But, like, Michigan lost to Michigan State. Michigan State lost by 90 to Ohio State. Like, it's college football. It's amateur athletics. You start pulling out trick plays. You start being aggressive on fourth down. You get one turnover, one miracle play, and, like, yeah, they're not that big of a gap. When you compare Cincy to, like, Alabama and Georgia, physically, athletically, maybe. But not Michigan and especially not Oklahoma State. I mean, they're built off 3 and 4 stars, not 5 stars. So that's my take on Cincy. I want them to get in. My take on Georgia is this. And I already started by saying I do think Alabama realistically can beat Georgia in the SEC championship. Everyone is all over Georgia. Let's run through their schedule real quick. 10-3 over Clemson. At the time, everyone was like, oh my God, they beat Clemson. Clemson's a title contender. They shut down DJ. Sure. That Clemson team, as we know now, was not that good. 10 points scored in that game. They beat UAB. They beat South Carolina. They beat Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, 62-0. Sure, they are blowing teams out. They beat Arkansas by 37. 37-0. Arkansas is ranked. But we know that Arkansas ended up not being that good. Georgia-Auburn, they beat them by 24. They beat Kentucky by 17. They beat Florida by 27. Once again, Missouri, Tennessee, Charleston Southern, Georgia Tech. They don't have a ranked win on their schedule. Like, I don't think at the time they did. But right now, if you went and looked at their schedule, I think Kentucky would be the only team that is currently ranked that they beat this season. I'm just saying it's going to be a little different when they play against Alabama. And I just think our assumption that they're just going to roll the tide, pun intended, is a little forward thinking. If they beat Alabama, I do think that their defense is as legit as it comes. And I just think, like, Oklahoma State and Michigan, who are defense and power run teams, will be horrible matchups. In that case, right? You would need like a high-flying offense to play Georgia, and those teams won't do it. But I think Bama is still their biggest threat.
I'm staring this plus 750 Bama to win the title dead in the face. Let me ask you a question. If Bama goes on...
Right, and Bama wins...
If Bama goes on and beats Georgia, that's what I was going to say.
They're one, and they will make Cincy 4, and they will put Georgia 3. Because they're not making them play a rematch. That's for sure. And so you would get
Georgia. I don't know how it works in college. Because my team is never really fortunate enough to get there. And neither is yours. We say in the NFL, it's hard to beat a team twice. It's impossible to beat them 3 times. In college, how hard is it to beat a team twice?
Can't be easy. Definitely. Like, I think.
I feel like Alabama had to have, or maybe they didn't, when the game-winning touchdown in the national championship with Tua, when Tua came in.
Georgia won? No.
I don't know. Georgia might have gotten in by beating them.
Yeah.
In the SEC chip.
Mm.
But beating a team in college twice in 3 weeks, if there's anyone to do it, Kirby Smart won't do it. I'll tell you that.
Right.
Kirby it's Smart also, can't do it.
Let's remind people, this is the state of Georgia. Close to Atlanta. They already won the World Series. You're telling me they are at a minus 220, are just going to clear out the greatest dynasty over the past decade and then run the table with ease? I don't know about all of that. So what do I think will happen? I think we're going to get Georgia, Michigan, Cincy, Oklahoma State. I don't know.
So you think Bama's going to lose?
No, I don't. I was just looking at I don't. I want to see the spread. The spread's going to tell me a lot. I saw some early lines at 6. If it's over a touchdown, just let me know if you know anyone, like any big sharks or what's the loans they do, those type of guys. Because I think Bama with the points is the
point. Let me ask you a question. If everything goes crazy, you've got Michigan loses, Cincy loses, Bama loses, Oklahoma State loses. There's a two-win team down in the ACC, two-loss team down in the ACC by the name of Wake Forest. Can we get my Demon Deacons in there?
I don't think are they playing in the ACC championship?
Yeah.
Against
Wake Forest Pitt.
Oh, my God.
That's a game.
Oh, my God. I mean, Oregon is going to have
a two-loss Pac-12 team getting.
Yeah, they're going to have a rallying cry at some point. But here, for all the people who are listening in who are like, my team, Notre Dame, right? Because we said, like, Notre Dame probably does slide in.
We gave you your shot, Notre Dame.
But this is why, remember when everyone was like, oh, once we get to four, no problem. There'll be no complaints.
There will never not be a complaint.
Right. We make it 16, the 17th person. Hey, guys, do you watch March Madness? And you ever seen the teams on the bubble who are upset and complain that they didn't get in? That's just how it goes. So no expansion will change anything. And
the Notre Dame team's playing well.
They are playing good footy. And who'd they lose to? Cincy?
Cincy.
So okay, perfect example. Everyone will be so happy to throw Notre Dame in, given there's a lot of chaos goes down. But everyone's like, oh, so should Cincy be in? Like, Cincy literally beat them. Why can't that garner any respect? I think
because they haven't beat a single other.
But they beat them. But they beat them, and Georgia hasn't beaten anyone.
And they beat a former national championship team in UCF.
That's a big win.
It's a championship organization.
That is. That's a program with history and tradition. So, quick NBA chatter. Abe, do you want me to hit up Eagleson, ask him if he should change the title of our episode with Enes Kanter? I just don't want it to be misleading now that he's Enes Kanter Freedom by his legal name. Thoughts?
Just stocked out Meta World Peace.
Perfect use of the he stole my whole flow meme.
I actually think I saw that exact one.
Yeah, no, of course, because that is a similar flow, but congrats.
Also, smart by Enes. Also, he's going to become a citizen tomorrow. Congrats. Yep. I think he's made more appearances on CNN this year than he has in NBA hardwood, but he's making a difference. And they already have his jersey. He had freedom on the back of his jersey in the bubble.
How about that?
So just a strategic move on Enes's part. Look at that. You can go from putting Cheez-Its in milk to becoming a U.S. citizen and playing in the NBA. If that's not the American dream, then I don't know what is.
Right. And Giannis is dipping Oreos in milk. You saw that. He's got to be like, he's the best, right? Like, he is, right? You're rolling your eyes, but like, I will actually, especially with how far LeBron has strayed, now people get why people don't necessarily like him for a specific reason. I'm comfortable using the phrase, how could you dislike Giannis? And coming from, if there's anyone to come to who could find a way, I feel like it's you. So I want to ask you, bring me something, some piece of evidence, something he says, something he's done. He's cocky.
Yeah, I've always been a family guy, right? I care about my family. I care about my best friends. I consider you family. I consider Eagleson family. If you try and sue my family, I'm going to have beef with you.
That's
and
fair.
Giannis, you're sitting here stroking Giannis like he's everything and that. This man tried to put you behind bars. Jack tried to sell a t-shirt with Giannis's face on it to feed his family. Sue the guy. And he got it.
Literally.
Damn lawsuit.
No, literally sue the guy. And he did.
Yeah. He did. And he called it. Right, Jack got fair. Sued by Giannis. So if you want a reason for me to hate Giannis, you don't mess with my boys.
Fair enough. Speaking of.
He doesn't have any skill. If I was 7 foot, I can run and jump. I'd be in the NBA too.
Right.
James Harden.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of James Harden, because we lost a little cash
on
him.
Don't talk about him.
But any chance Giannis comes back and like just like references that Harden's dropped off about 15 points per game with the new rules?
I think he actually did the opposite and like started complimenting him, being like cucking that way.
Yeah, he's
a
great guy.
Not that much of a dog mentality.
Is Stephen Curry the best player in the world, Abe?
Nope. It's Kevin Durant.
Have the Warriors graduated from cuties for you? 18-2. Really impressive start. Nope. Is Stephen Curry the MVP today currently? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
That's fair. Fair analysis.
No, I disagree. but I'm glad you came around on the MVP thing because I think that's pretty interesting.
There's anything
well.
To come
yeah,
around about.
He's playing pretty crazy. I guess, okay, let's play some hypotheticals. We like some stips, hypos. Klay Thompson comes back. I know you're the doctor here. And he's Klay Thompson of old, which I'll admit is probably unlikely if he's 80%, 90%. We can see how he is. Let's say he's Klay Thompson. I can see
them graduating from the QT conversation.
Okay. But what is your expectation for Klay Thompson? Not that you're going to root against him, of course, because everyone loves Klay. But you think he'll be back to where he was?
I think he'll get there.
Yeah.
I think he'll get there.
They'd be pretty damn good. But we did discuss this. Poole, Wiggins, Wiseman, and a pick.
Just go get somebody else.
Go get Karl Anthony Towns. That's your guy. Toasted the Sixers last night. But that's not the point here. Final thing, as you guys will probably all be watching Ravens, Browns. I'm looking forward to Pistons, Lakers tonight. LeBron is questionable to play.
Oh, what a bitch.
and NBC Sports Edge or whoever who does like player updates actually wrote like LeBron James questionable, Isaiah Stewart. But are the Lakers like they're just not that good and they're not going to figure it out, or what's your temp on the Lakers?
No, now that we're almost a quarter of the way through. They figured it out. The Lakers are fine. They're back. Because if you look at what LeBron has done recently, 39-5-6, 37-11, he showed you he still has it, right? Mm-hmm. He still has that mode that he can go into. So as long as that mode is still there and he's not just like a 23-7-7 guy,
right?
He can tap into that at any given moment in the playoffs and just beat teams single-handedly.
Any concern for Anthony Davis, who is shooting NBA history lows in three different categories? 13% from three?
Correct itself, but he's just never been a top three big man in basketball.
Right. He was during the bubble, but as we know what happened.
So was Tyler Hero.
As we know what happened during the bubble does not count. Eagleson, I got to go eat dinner, so get your stupid ass in here and... and put your hand off your dumbass forehead and take off whatever stupid teal jersey you're wearing and tell me something beside... Oh, my God.
You Why? Bought a Tua jersey?
I got it for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Last year.
Is a that gift? Like, it was on his is that list.
Like, I was going to say, no. I mean, he could have made the naughty list, and instead of Cole, they gave him a Tua jersey.
Before we talk about this week at all,
did we just see
can we talk about the poll from last week?
The what?
The poll from last week with the Jets.
Sure. Do you want to run a victory lap in this group that you think your team is better than the Jets and some people agree with you? Because if you want to do that, by
that,
all means,
I just go want ahead. To address the answer.
You listen,
the poll.
You have to understand the demographic of the Snapback fan. You know, we're a little younger by nature. So they don't understand how bad and how long it's been. Like, they don't remember 08-09. The Jets went to multiple AFC championships. Like, you actually have to be, you know, 20 plus to remember that you've also never seen a playoff victory in your lifetime. So just to clarify, but as Abe said, take your victory lap.
Take your victory lap for being better than the Jets. Less poverty.
Less poverty.
Take your victory lap for being a taller midget than the New York Jets.
I will.
Thank New you. Jersey Jets. I'm sorry.
And now?
And I'm all the way back in.
On Tua.
Like this Tua, team, Tua, Flores. Yes, all of it.
Flores, the GM.
I don't know about the GM. Maybe
but
still
he drafted
bit.
Waddle.
And Tua.
Waddle's so good. So can I read you their schedule and just tell me if this like the next game's gonna be a win or a loss?
Yeah, and then Abe, you do it next.
I don't need your guys' validation.
Okay. The Giants.
Loss.
The Jets.
Loss.
Who's
chip on their shoulder from shoulder from the pole.
Okay, there's a buy in between the Giants and
can
Jets
you,
game.
Can you say where the game is, please?
In Miami. For both the New York.
You're split.
Games.
Do you buy four straight home games with a buy in between?
Yeah.
You're gonna split the New York teams for sure.
Okay,
no,
at
Giants
the
off Giants of At the Saints, Trevor Siemian +2 to
they
the
suck.
Bank.
Come
they're
on.
Terrible. but it doesn't matter. The Giants are terrible.
How many weeks in a row have you picked against the Dolphins, Jack? And it's been wrong.
Okay. And as I explained to an Eagles fan this week, if I pick against your team every week, I'm 7-5 because the majority of games you lose. So regardless, I have picked against them all four losses in a row.
Then at the Titans.
Obviously a loss.
We know how Ryan Tannehill plays. I'm just saying, no
Derrick Henry. We also know how Tua Tagovailoa plays.
Amazing, apparently. In the fourth quarter, have you seen this guy's stats?
Yeah, no, he did play well against the fucking Carolina Panthers today.
Yes, he did.
And then, okay, continue.
And then the Pats is the last game of the year to get the last win, get into the wild card spot. That's in Miami, too, by the way.
You were talking about the playoffs. You weren't just like playing a little game.
Abe, you have the same record as them.
Yeah,
and you're talking about the playoffs.
We're light years better than them.
How are you better than them?
How?
Look at the
names. Whose quarterback threw three interceptions today?
Listen here, motherfucker.
I'm just saying.
Wait. Jack.
Hand to your gun to your head, and no, you can't tell the shooter to pull the trigger. You have to live through this situation. Murderer says you have a quarterback for your future. It's Tua or it's Jalen Hurts. Who do you pick?
Tua.
All right, snapback fan.
Yes. No. Okay. So today was his officially his 16th game. His full.
He's had a full season. I can't explain.
And if you look at all the stats, he's been good.
No, he has been good. No, I'm not. Yes. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it.
What do you mean? Why? Why?
This is the reason why. To have a franchise or a starting quarterback, you need to build the offense around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it is way too much of an investment into a Jalen Hurts type of offense. He's just not as good as a Lamar type or a Kyler, where you're going to build a whole offense around him. Whereas with Tua, I can pretty much plug and play him, run some slants, get the ball out of his hand. Right. But I can do that with any quarterback. And so for that reason, I'm just not going to go all in on Tua. Whereas with Hurts, you kind of have to. And that can set you back a couple years.
As we're seeing with the Ravens.
But yeah, Abe, the look you gave Eagleson when he was talking about the playoffs. But then you also 5-7 talk about the playoffs. And similar schedules. I mean, they end, in New England. You end against Dallas.
They are two games back. We are 1 game back with two spots to get. The sixth seed in the NFC is 5-5. The seventh seed is 5-5. We are 5-7. Those two teams are playing each other right now. We then hold tiebreakers over the Saints, the Falcons, and I don't know about the Vikings. So we have a way better chance to make the playoffs, and I'll show you that in Vegas tomorrow before you say anything else stupid. And then I'll go through our schedule. Jets.
Loss.
Fuck you. Bye.
Loss.
Always a win.
Yeah,
always
TBD. A win. TBD on
always
that
a win.
How many injuries during that bye? Can we get an over-under?
We're healthy right now.
Yeah, which also, you're going to knock on a lot of things right now for saying that.
Washington football team.
Where's the
home
game? Yeah, I know. You guys both
say
play
it.
Your whole
say
division.
It. Say it. Say it.
In Philly?
Home. Yeah. Home versus the Giants after that. Revenge game. Then at Washington. I can give you that one.
Yeah, that one.
That's
you,
a sneaky
we all
one.
Know, we all know how that one's going.
And then you get Dallas home last week of the season in a winner go home game, a playoff game. That's a lock. So, see a wild card weekend, Jack.
Eagleson, oh, yeah, we have a bet. We have a bet.
Eagleson, let me know how you shoot on the front nine, you bitch.
Yeah, Eagleson, you're not going to the playoffs because you're not winning out.
And you would need help.
Look at his face. Look at his dumb, stupid face when I say
like,
you're not winning
they
out.
Could,
you're
the,
not,
Giants, okay, the Giants and the
dude,
Jets
you're
suck.
Not
the
winning
Saints
nine
suck.
Consecutive
they,
games.
They,
Andrew,
like,
Andrew.
What,
Andrew.
Why not? Why not? Team of destiny. It could be.
What is the destiny?
Everyone, you just said the Giants and the Jets suck. So do the Dolphins.
No, no. That's where you're wrong. They don't. They're good.
No, they're not. They're not good.
Jack, I think you need to go eat dinner and be prepared to get Baker's contract. I think we're done here.
Eagleson, I will upgrade you guys. I'll do this. I'll upgrade you to the...
Will you put them in the hunt?
No, no, no. They're not making
the play. So you keep us in the hunt.
I'll put them in tier two of like...
So we moved up from the bottom tier to the...
Exactly.
It goes from first overall pick to poverty.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what?
Like Lions,
I appreciate you.
The Lions are worse than you guys. The Lions are worse than you guys. I'll give you that.
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
Moving in the right direction.
That's all I'm giving you. But don't get it twisted. If Zach Wilson comes into town and basks in all the glory and the sun and beats Tua...
Take producer of Snapback Pod out of your Instagram. You'll never see our faces again.
Not going to happen. Off the bye, not going to happen.
All right. Oh, yeah. Coach Flo. He's your guy, right?
We might get Eagleson his first ever 0.0.
Ooh.
Find out in a week or two.
Might happen.
Yeah, will you 0.0 a 500 record by Christmas?
Yes.
That means what? 1-1? 2-1?
2-0.
They have to beat both New York teams.
All right, I'm gonna get in my bag and start thinking of a bet.
I'm not taking any more bets with you guys.
Eagleson, any final thoughts?
Fins up to the playoffs.
Abe?
Jalen Rager's a bitch.
Snapback fam, much love. Peace.